and that they're immediately drained. But by their own literature, vehicles sit on there for 50 to 60 days average, and they're dripping and they're leaking. So why would the city of Franklin, who tries to protect its natural resources and the areas surrounding them, allow them to decimate a wetland complex and then put a land use on it, which has great potential for contamination? Even if it's just small things, eventually you'll have one big one, and you can't bring those back. I've spent the last 25 years of my career cleaning up messes, Superfund projects, EPA projects, contaminated from leaking tanks. This stuff, once it's in the ground, is an enormous responsibility. So regardless of use, which we'll talk about in the site plan and all this, basically what the applicant is asking us to do is let them make it all go away, and then, foolishly, we will take and let them put a potentially hazardous operation right in the headwaters of our groundwater. It doesn't make any sense. There are ways that can do it. There's no pavement in the lot. There's nothing to contain this. Anything that hits the ground will, in fact, run off with the rain and end up in the catch basins and eventually in the water table. So I think it's inappropriate. Normally, this is an exception we create to facilitate a certain type of development where there's small impacts. We're basically, with this action, would be allowing them to try to eliminate the wetlands and put a very hazardous use on it. Franklin is in a big place to grow. We've talked for 10, 15 years about our southwest area and the potential for development. And now we're looking at a potential use that could have significant impacts on residential and commercial development. It's not pretty, but that's not what we're here to talk about. This is the exception to the natural resources. And we're not just asking to remove an extra couple of trees or something. This is significant. And there's no way that I can support eliminating these natural resources, the protections that the city of Franklin chose to put in place, or an operation that will probably be a problem for us into the future. 50 to 60 days each vehicle sits on average by their records. I cannot support this.
Okay. Commissioner, on the motion, Commissioner Morrow. The city engineer.
So again, when I went out there today, I didn't walk the entire site that they have. That would have taken a while, but the leak I saw was in the garage. And it was a place where a concrete floor where they were containing it. Looking out among the site, did not see a lot of, you know, stained areas that you could tell had been spilled or anything. On the other hand, I did not see just a bunch of cars that looked like rental companies had turned them in. That's kind of what I was expecting from our last meeting. But pretty much every car was wrecked of some sort. But again, the major spills, I just didn't see them out on the site itself. So.
Okay. Motion on the floor. It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor of the motion? Well, let's just do a roll call. Mr. Martinez.
Commissioner Bothart?
Hey.
Commissioner Burkhart?
Hey.
What was your vote, sir? Commissioner Burkhart?
Sorry for not picking me up on audio. That was an aye.
Thank you.
Commissioner Haley?
No.
City Engineer Morrow?
Aye.
Elder Mandendria?
Aye.
Commissioner Leon?
Nay.
Motion carries three. I'm sorry. Requires four affirmatives. The mayor votes aye. Vote is four ayes, two noes. Motion carries.
It was in the motion.
It was in the motion. Correct. Okay. Next item is item D1 is Askren Wrestling. Is there anyone here from Askren? All right, we're going to jump over that one and continue on with the Mills Hotel, Wyoming.
I'm connected on the phone.
Mr. Askren is on the phone.
No, I'm here.
Okay, we'll take D.
I am here on the phone.
All right, Mr. Askren, we're going to do D1, Askren Wrestling Academy, the conversion of a custom auto body shop into a wrestling academy. This is a holdover from the April 9th meeting. put over from April 9th. Who's doing this?
I am. This item was, the public hearing on this item was opened at the previous plan commission meeting. The applicant is proposing a wrestling gym on South 60th Street. It is a roughly 7,000 square foot building with 16 parking spaces. He'll have 40 students. The hours of operation are in the evening. This item was put over to give the applicant an opportunity to respond to concerns regarding parking and traffic circulation. The commission also requested additional information from the fire department. The commission also requested additional information from the fire department about impacts to the nearby fire station in terms of their ingress and egress to their facility, and the fire chief responded that he didn't think that there would be any particular impacts. So the primary concern seemed to be parking, but and the use itself is a special use in M1, which requires this hearing. It would be a permitted use in the adjoining PDD. So
okay, so let's talk about answers to the questions. The first one was, well, let's do them as I remember them. Access to the adjoining parcel.
The parcel to the site does not have a recorded cross-access to the south of the site. Does not have any cross-access. There's actually a fence on that part that you can see on other aerials. To the north, since there is a concern about parking, it might be possible to undertake shared parking, and that is allowed by the UDO, although the mayor is shaking his head for those on the phone. But it would be something that the commission could consider. So,
so Mr. Askren, can you describe to us your plan for parking?
Yeah, so this is our fifth wrestling academy. We have Madison, Heartland, Mequon, and Green Bay already. We really think that the 16 spots would be adequate. Our classes are capped at 40. Of the 40, you know, our regular attendance is 70% probably, so that means 28 of the 40 students would show up. And of that, you know, there's a lot of carpools and a lot of parents that don't stay at the practice. They would just drop off and then come back. So for what we see at our other academies, I believe the spots are more than adequate.
You've got something like 10 spots.
No, I think it's 16 or 17, I believe.
It's 16 in an ADA space.
Okay.
I'm making you dizzy. I'm sorry. There we go.
I believe there's some spots that are parallel to the building also.
Okay. The other issue was queuing for people dropping kids off. And I understand that the fire department opined that would not be an issue for them. There was an issue with the neighbor to the south,
okay,
who has FedEx traffic in the early evening, FedEx and truck traffic, they're here. It's not a public hearing, so I got to speak for you. They're here. They have FedEx and truck traffic that time of the evening, so there is concern about interference with that. How would you handle that, Mr. Askren?
I mean, again, it's we have. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello.
We can hear you.
Can you guys? Okay. I mean, our practice is show up at one time and leave at another. So it's not like there will be a constant flow of people over the hour and a half period that our practice lasts. You know, it'll be drop off. Some of the parents will leave. Some of the parents will stay. And then they'll pick up at 7:30. I mean, we're talking 20 to 30 cars in and out tops over the course of a night. I just really don't see that very low amount of cars being an issue that would cause them any type of problems.
Questions from the commission, Mr. City Engineer.
I still have a tough time. Visualizing how that many kids only need that many cars. I mean, my kids did gymnastics and they were little girls, and it just, of course, all the parents stayed. Maybe all the parents don't watch this one, but I would think at this age group, you know, either kids are driving or their parents would come, and at least you'd have some of them stay and watch. So why do you estimate so low? I know you said you have other facilities. Why is the calculation so low?
Yeah, I mean, this is our fifth facility, so this is not like a new rodeo to us. I would say I think because we usually draw from larger areas because there are not as many wrestling academies as state gymnastics, I don't believe. So, you know, like for our Heartland facility, we have people coming from Waterford and Muskego, and lots of times there'll be four kids, and so one parent will take a night, you know, and then another parent will take another night. I mean, I can tell you, you know, we have groups coming from Beaver Dam, from Fond du Lac, all over the place. And generally speaking, there's a lot of carpooling going on at every site we have. That's kind of across the board of the previous four sites we have. We see that a lot. And then there are a handful of drop-offs of the local ones, too. You know, where they live 5-10 minutes away, they would drop off, they would leave, and then they would come back. As far as parents sticking around, with our youth groups, you know, our fifth through eighth grades, I would say that's probably a little higher amount, you know, somewhere, say 25% to half. With our high school groups, man, it's tiny. I would say we're talking 10% of the parents maybe stick around. And then, obviously, some of them don't even show up in the first place because the kids are old enough to drive themselves at that point in time.
So if you got kids driving themselves in some groups, I mean, and again, the numbers don't seem to work for me. Would you be willing to accept an approval if we required that you get permission from at least one adjacent property owner to house 10 cars if needed, overflow parking?
That would be fine with me. I do actually believe street parking is legal there also.
No, sir.
Like I said, I don't really foresee
no, sir.
Being and it's not legal.
No, it's not. We don't allow parking in the business park.
Okay. Well, I mean, I don't really see it being an issue, but yes, I'd be more than happy to talk to a neighbor somewhere and see if we can get that, you know, get something adjacent.
But this would be contingent on that.
It would be contingent on that. I mean, having a contingency is not really ideal. You know, one of the things that I realize that your guys' hardships that stuff moves slow, but we had to buy this building before we were able to get the zoning because the process with the city of Franklin was so slow. And everything that we've gotten from your people so far is that, you know, we're not reaching too far with this special use exemption. That there's other really similar businesses in the business park. And seeing that we've already had the business, you know, the building bought, and we're not able to occupy it, obviously we would like to start construction on that as soon as possible, so we are not paying rent for many, many, many months while not being able to occupy it.
Well, I understand that, but this is the mayor. I understand that this is the...
Yes.
I was not approached on this. I don't know that the alderman of the district was ever approached on this, because I'm looking at the circulation that you've got here.
I talked to him. Okay.
I'm looking at the circulation here, and I don't understand how you're going to drop kids off and turn around and leave. I don't see it without putting the kids in danger. And as for the other buildings in the business park, those are purpose built for that function, with proper circulation, okay, traffic, and parking. So, you know, this building was great. This building was great for Valenti. Not necessarily real good for a wrestling academy with 40 kids.
I think it's a fantastic building.
Alderman Dandrea, you looked like you had something to say.
Yeah, during the week, you're going to have one scheduled class, or is there going to be multiple classes that will be back-to-back?
What we'll start off with, obviously, the longer we go, the more we will grow, ideally. What we'll start out with is one practice 3 times a week. It will probably be like a Tuesday, Thursday, Sunday or something. Whenever we grow enough to get more than one class, we would then add on a Monday, Wednesday type of class. And then if we were able to ever get enough people to do 3 classes, then yes, there would be some type of two class per night situation where, you know, say you'd go 5:30 to 7 and 7:30 to 9 or something to that effect.
And then how about tournaments? Are you going to be holding tournaments on the weekend at this location?
No.
Okay.
Nope, no, zero tournaments.
Okay, so all it is training.
Yep, only training.
Questions from the commissioners on the phone?
Commissioner Haley?
Please.
A couple of thoughts, comments I'd like to share.
Sure.
I appreciate what you're doing. This is a great business. My son was in wrestling as a youth. It's a good thing to be doing, and we would welcome you to Franklin any way we can. The question that I guess I have is more for the fellow commissioners and ultimately the council. This site was established as part of the business park. What was the vision at the time? Is this what we envisioned? We're having discussions in other business parks around the community. I guess my question is this the highest and best use for this facility? I understand how it works and functions for you, but is this in the best interest of Franklin? There may be plenty of other locations that will work just fine. This is one of our business parks, and it was set up to operate more commercial businesses rather than this type of thing. So, again, the question I will ask is this the highest and best use for the land? Is this in the best interest of Franklin? Put your operations there in our business park.
And Commissioner Haley, as you know, that was the topic of conversation that I brought up at the last meeting. You know, it's a healthy conversation that we should have. The Economic Development Commission should be having this conversation relative to this particular use because, quite frankly, they're responsible for this portion of the park. Having been involved in this portion of the park since 1990, we never envisioned this type of use in the industrial park. When Swimtastics wanted to go into the business park, there was a particular reason that they got approved there because it was a purpose-built building, and it was pitched as something to be used as an amenity for the businesses for after-hours purposes. I don't think anybody ever envisioned converting an industrial building to an academy for education of kids. I mean, this was perfect building for Valenti. He'd still be there if the market didn't go in the tank. There's a lot of cars riding around Hollywood.
I do think there is. I think there's a gymnastics building in the same area, and I believe there's one more that I can't recall right now that, you know, would fall into the same category as we do. Not that detracts from your original argument, but that would, you know, that was something that we looked at when we considered buying this building. Is, you know, there's all these other things. I believe there's a dog daycare in the same place, and we looked at those things and said, okay, Franklin seems amenable to allowing these type of businesses in this district, and that was, you know, one of the reasons why we decided to make the purchase of the building.
Anybody else on the phone? Commissioner Burkhart?
My only comment would echo those of the other people who have spoken. I don't see a way to safely circulate vehicular traffic here with kids. There's not enough room.
Commissioner Leon?
Our parking lot in Green Bay is almost the exact same thing. And, you know, we've been there for 4 years and we haven't had one single issue.
Commissioner Leon?
I'll echo Commissioner Burkhart's comments and just answer one thing. My kids attended gymnastics at one of the sites, and it could accommodate the flow of traffic, and it also had far more parking spaces. So I don't see how this site could accommodate this.
Commissioner Moore.
And the other uses he mentioned, the doggy daycare, and I think there's the child daycare on down the road. I mean, those are amenities for people working in the park and coming to and from. And this is, as you said, it's not for people there. It's for a regional group of kids that from other places. So nice business. I just think this might be a bad spot for it.
Do you want me to try an affirmative motion, or do you want to refer this to economic development, or do you want me to, what do you want me to do?
Have the motion be referred to economic development.
Could you do that?
For them to make
a recommendation.
So I'll make a recommendation to refer to the Economic Development Board for the approval of site plan and
review and recommendation.
Review and recommendation of the site plan and special use.
Second.
Discussion on motion. All those in favor of the motion to refer this matter to the Economic Development Commission for their review and recommendation on the site plan and special use, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed?
Aye.
Commissioner Burkhart? Mr. Burkhart?
Aye.
Motion carries. So we sent this to Economic Development because that's really their area, not ours. So there we go. Okay, then we move.